When she said, I don't dance now, I make money moves, that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle. The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Going to the gym and you want to bring the gym to you, the Home Squad are with us this afternoon to help us transform your spare room, garage or even your backyard into a home gym. Kate O'Driscoll, who's the co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and performance and wellness coach and the owner of Number 17 PT, John Belton, both with me in studio for this Thursday's Home Squad. You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. Right, if we're looking for a space, Kate, first of all, to create a little home gym. I mean, this is the kind of really aspirational Instagram stuff now, isn't it?
It really is. But I think everyone, well, the vast majority of people will have a multi-function space. It's not going to be a dedicated gym. So it's going to be a home office. It could be a kid's playroom.
It's the box bedroom in Myra's case.
Exactly. So for me and my gym at home, it's total multifunctional space. It's an office. It's actually a golf simulator as well.
Wow.
So everything, now that's not mine, but everything for me has to be wall mounted and folded away. And that was like, from the outset, I had to plan it like that.
Yeah, so it's not the Victoria Beckham on Instagram, you know, fully functioning gym that you have.
Well, we have most equipment, I think, okay. But we were very smart about planning out every inch of that space to make the most of it. And because we were going through a big renovation when we did it, we could kind of plan it from the outset, you know?
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Do you really need that much equipment, John?
No, I think there's two categories when it comes to home gym. People approach me basically wanting to do a little bit of training on Zoom from home. Mm. What's the bare minimum I can get that I can push under the couch, take back out again to do my workout? Exactly that. It needs to be something that can be folded away and put away. And then you also have the people who are building or renovating and they want to put in the Victoria Beckham style home gym.
Yeah.
And to be honest, once you're consistently training, really, a few kettlebells are great to get started. And the beauty of training is you can start with a few small bits of equipment and add to it as you get fitter and as you progress. Mm. And that's the smart way to do it, and smart way financially to do it is buy a few dumbbells. As you get strong enough, buy heavier dumbbells. And then when you need something different, get a kettlebell or perhaps even a cross trainer or something easier like that. You can add as you go. There's no one size fits all.
You see, it's the stationary bike and stuff like this. Should they take up so much space?
Clothes hangers, the best clothes hangers in the world. Stationary bikes and cross trainers.
I know, and that's, I suppose, that's what maybe a lot of people are thinking of. But those kind of small outdoor sheds, Kate, that people are buying, like they can be used for the washing machine, but like that, the bench press as well.
Yeah, and I think you should really approach a home gym space like you would any other room in the house when you're designing it. So think about how you're going to use the space. Think about the wall space you have. Sometimes it actually makes sense to put in a partition wall in some of these kind of garages or whatever, because that gives you, you know, wall space to hang weights off or whatever, or put a desk up against. So I'd really give kind of due consideration for exactly how you're going to use the space, and not an aspirational way, you know, and having a leather, you know, boxing bag hanging from a corner that you'll never punch in your life. But just really think about how you're going to use it.
Do you need special flooring?
Yeah, they are things, requirements for anyone. And like when I'm laying at a home gym with someone, I would say if there's kids in the house, you know, there might be young teenagers that are progressing to being older teenagers. They're going to want to use the gym eventually. And I think it's a fantastic asset in a house for a family to train together. And reinforced and supported floors become very, very important. So yes, you do need to do your due diligence there, or else have extra layers of mat to protect it. Another thing is ceiling height. That's really important because
people
put their hands overhead and they go, oh no, the ceiling height's fine, but they forget a barbell has another 8 inches of plate on top of it for clearance for stuff like that. So ceiling height and the floor are pretty important, definitely.
Where would you get information around like the height restrictions and... I was talking to your personal
coach,
trainers.
I literally get people, I get some of my tallest clients in my new gym. I've got them to come in and say, put your hand up there, and I'm going to measure that, and I'm going to measure 8 inches above that again, or 10 inches above that to get clearance. But I think really, you know, any coach will be able to advise on what you need and what to do. But when it comes to the fit out stuff, the floor is really, really important. The ventilation and the light make it easier. And it, like, a lot of times people throw it out in the corner of a garage, and then in the winter the barbell
sure,
is
who's going near that in the winter?
Exactly. So no, it's important to have a bit of heat and make it a room that you want to go into, yeah, without spending a fortune on it.
The mirror is the other thing as well.
People, the mirror is really, yeah, yeah, it's actually really important because it makes a small space seem bigger, as well as obviously fixing your form and everything. So I don't think it's not an expensive thing to add in after the fact. Once you have everything in place, get someone to come in and measure and cut the mirror to size, you know.
What about making a little area outside if you've some sort of a roof cover thing that you put up? I mean, can you leave this equipment outside?
Well, you could leave kettlebells and dumbbells and they'll rust up and then they're fine. Like, they'll all, 10 kilos will always be 10 kilos. It'll be a rusty 10 kilos that destroys your hands. But you can, but it's not practical. Like, yeah, like, we've a home gym at my parents' house and my younger brother still brings a barbell in the winter and puts it in front of the fire to warm the barbell up before he goes
oh
out
God.
To train, because it's so cold. These are, you want minimal things in the way. You want minimal, yeah, barrier to entry. You want to be able to walk out, feel comfortable, and feel like you're escaping a little bit of something else, you know.
A listener here says, we have an exercise bike in our kitchen and it drives me mad. There's no space otherwise and the thing's barely used.
I think that's cardio equipment in general, I think you'd probably agree, in home gyms are probably the least used, yeah, piece of equipment and the biggest equipment. Like, so you can get small walking pads now and folding treadmills, which might be a good one. But like, if you're going to buy a treadmill, just go for a walk or run and then do your weights when you come back, I think.
My son wants weights in his bedroom. I don't think it's practical, though. Is there any compromise we can come to?
Starting with a set of weights in his bedroom. I think it's fantastic that he's training and wants to exercise. So anything to encourage that is important. I think, yeah, start in the bedroom and then as he outgrows the bedroom.
I wonder why she says it's not practical. Does she mean, maybe she means for dropping
he'll
them?
Come through the floor.
Yeah,
I mean, weights could be 2 sets of 5 kilo dumbbells, or it, yeah, could be a, you know, 190 kilos of a barbell and plates. So there's definitely a practical piece to that. But I think when someone wants to exercise, do whatever you can to encourage it. Mm. And as they progress and need more, find a new space or an outdoor space, etc., that might work.
What equipment would you recommend somebody invest in beyond the dumbbells and kettlebells and all that?
I think the adjustable dumbbells are a great one for home. First, right, of all, they can go from 2 to 36 kilos generally, or you can go 2 to 20 or 2 to 36. I have a set that I brought all over Portugal with me in the back of a car. Unbelievable thing to have, and you can do a huge amount with it. I think a pull-up bar is a great asset as well, and very easy. Again, there's modular, yeah, ones that can be folded in and out off walls.
I've seen some of those through even the door frame.
Yeah. Have you seen the fails on those?
Yeah, well? I know. Yeah. TikTok.
You know, the legs go up, you're trying to do it, and all of a sudden everything comes down. But I think one piece of equipment that generally is used a lot, you know, and like the exercise bikes, etc., people have great aspirations. But one piece of equipment that gets used a lot is a good exercise bike that has now the interactive programs on it. Like, people are using them, like the Pelotons, and then Techno Gym, yeah, a great offering that does the same thing. They are getting used. And as much as I'm like, no screens, train away, like getting on and doing 40 minutes where there's a follow along screen in front of you and it's a distraction to exercise. Mm-hmm. People do use them and they do work.
Listener here just making the point, not a question, but just want to say we have an exercise bike in our sitting room. I find it brilliant. Hop on, watch some telly every evening. It's the only way I can get the exercise in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have a folding treadmill, and as much as I hate having it, if you don't have the space, the folding one takes up so little space, and it's my kind of barter with myself. If I'm going to watch a TV show, I'll watch it on my iPad on the, yeah, little walking pad.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Our attic is full of exercise equipment. We've steps, balls, dumbbells. Do charity shops take them, yeah, or where can I get rid of them?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, there's two things to it. If someone's looking to get started and they're on a budget, you can get amazing secondhand equipment. And like I said, 10 kilos will always be 10 kilos. So if you're going to buy something secondhand, weight, etc., perfect. They may not look the great, they might be a bit rusty, etc. That's fine. Generally, when it comes to like the exercise bike and other equipment, you need to be a bit more cautious with it. But you can buy great secondhand stuff. I think there's a website called refurb.ie and they sell refurbished commercial,
oh, really,
gym equipment.
Yeah.
I think it's refurb.ie. You can find it again.
And even it's really, the Dundee deals and stuff.
Dundee.
Yeah,
and there's a Fitness Professionals Ireland Facebook page and there's daily really good commercial equipment going up there. If you can buy commercial equipment for your house, it'll last you for life. It'll last, yeah, you as long as you need it.
An exercise mat and handheld weights. That's the sum total of my home gym, says this texter. It's all you need as well. Mm-hmm. Good video to follow.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Can be easily done. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday. John Belton, the owner of Number 17 PT and human performance and wellness coach, and also Kate O'Driscoll, who you can find Victorian Rathmines on social media and co-host of the Rip It Up Renovations podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.